WMAL News at Noon, I'm Barbara Britt. Floods and fires in Houston, where President Trump and the First Lady are arriving to meet with Harvey victims, even as firefighters in Houston are now battling a blaze at a multifamily dwelling that is still surrounded by Houston floodwaters. The president has declared tomorrow a national day of prayer for Hurricane Harvey victims, Houston resident Darren Leroy.
And there's going to be a lot of people breaking down and crying and holding and praying and praising God. And it's going to be an amazing healing moment, in my opinion. And it's going to be necessary.
Rain showers here in D.C., the remnants of Harvey, blamed for a series of crashes in Montgomery County on the Beltway, says Pete Perringer with Montgomery County Fire and Rescue.
We've had a number of crashes, particularly on I-270 and on the Beltway, particularly the Beltway.
In Fairfax County, a little rain, not enough to stop the annual Fill the Boot campaign. This year, the Fairfax County Fire and Rescue proceeds, along with muscular dystrophy, will go to the disaster relief for Harvey victims. A rainy Saturday, a great time to pull out the old Monopoly game or Candyland. Well, in Crystal City today, it's board games big time.
It's a chance to play tabletop games and raise money for charity all at the same time.
If you're interested in board games, if you're interested in fine art and painting and things like that, there are seminars and there's activities to do across that wide range of things.
Founder of the Nova Open Charitable Foundation, Mark Brandt, says the goal of the Nova Open is to raise $100,000 for charities, including the Fisher House and the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. It started 9 years ago when he decided to hold a barbecue where people play games to raise money for breast cancer research.
It blew up. This year we have over 2,000 people.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Firefighters continue to fight against several wildfires in California. Correspondent Jim Roop.
Right now it ranks number 3 in the list of worst fire seasons. There is a big fire burning in Northern California called the Ponderosa Fire. It's about 4,000 acres, nearly half contained. And this one, burning in L.A. County from Sun Valley over the hills into Burbank, bigger than the Ponderosa Fire, with very little containment. Several hundred people remain evacuated as the fight continues on the ground and from the air.
A Maryland high school has banned a headdress worn during athletic events. The principal of Linganore High School says the school will not allow the headdress to be worn as in previous years, following complaints about it being offensive to Native Americans. The world's most experienced spacewoman returns to Earth this weekend with records galore. NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson will check out of the International Space Station today, heading home after 9.5 months. It's 12:03 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Barbara, this afternoon we have an accident on the outer loop of the Beltway by Telegraph Road, another outer loop incident at Connecticut Avenue, and there's debris on the road on the inner loop at Kenilworth Avenue. Southbound at the Southeast Southwest Freeway, a spin out right on the off-ramp to the 295 split. Only the right lane gets by. Delays inbound New York Avenue, North Capitol Street towards the 3rd Street Tunnel. Disabled vehicle northbound 95 at Keith Avenue. A serious accident still out there northbound Suitland Parkway at Naylor Road. A crash westbound on the Dulles Toll Road past Wolf Trap knocks out the two right lanes, and a malfunctioning traffic light at the intersection of Georgetown Pike and Ridge Drive. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain showers today. Highs only 66. Rain ending overnight down to 63. Tomorrow partly cloudy, high 81. Labor Day Monday sunny, high 84. Right now it's 59 in Stafford with rain, 57 in Rockville, rain, light rain at Reagan National, 61. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo-jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC. an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The stock market hit another all-time record today.
As much as $10 billion in Social Security benefits go unclaimed every single year.
The Federal Reserve announced that they will raise interest rates by 250.
The skyrocketing cost of health care and retirement could now run $350,000.
Planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. It's loaded with challenges, obstacles, and trapdoors. But you can do this, and we can be your guide. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. Straightforward and objective advice on how you could make your money go further in retirement. And now, here's your host, Ron Carson.
You're wringing your hands over the news headlines in personal finance. Your judgment gets clouded by all the noise. When I mean noise, you know what I'm talking about. It's CNBC. It's Fox, it's CNN, it's Crazy Kramer, right? Entertainment value. And then, if that's not bad enough, you're surrounded by what we call cocktail talk. You know what that is. It's people talking about all the great investments that they've made. They don't tend to tell you about the stuff that hasn't gone so well, so you're thinking, you're feeling inadequate because you wish you were having that kind of success. You have envy over the cocktail talk, what other people are doing. As a matter of fact, they're so confident, they give you all kinds of advice. Buy this, hold this, sell this, don't do this. And it absolutely drives me crazy. I know it drives you crazy. And they are truly world authority on their opinion. But please, ladies and gentlemen, it is their opinion. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom. I'm Ron Carson, your host with my co-host, Paul West. And thanks for being here today. We have the best show we've ever done because it's going to address the single most important thing that's going to drive your success. I've been doing this for 35 years. And I can tell you it's not theory. It's not only my practice and what I've seen over the last 35 years, but it's also research. We're going to share some empirical research today. If you listen to today's show, matter of fact, record it, because not listening to today's show is going to create pain and consequences for you if we can't help you execute on this one singular thing. And it's big. Are you ready? Write it down, record it. It is investor behavior. You may be a little skeptical because you think it's what the markets do that drive your success. Believe it or not, it has little to nothing to do with it. We're going to not only share with you this data, but we're also going to give you 9 elements that if you will execute, if you'll do, if you'll put into practice, you'll influence your behavior in such a positive way, I believe it'll make an enormous impact on how you accumulate wealth. Paul?
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be on the show today, Ron, and I couldn't agree with you more. We get asked all the time, what's going to happen with the market? What's going to go on? But it's really your reaction, your personal behavioral reaction to information, what happens. And I was grinning over here, Ron, when you're talking about, oh, you're listening to CNBC or Fox or CNN, whatever news outlet it is. Remember, how did those outlets get paid? By selling services and selling commercials so that they make money.
Selling fear and greed.
Exactly right.
Yes.
I was actually joking earlier today, Ron. I turned on the TV and I said, huh, do you think anything in the next hour is going to be a positive story? Most likely not. And so now people make reactions based on being sold fear and greed. Or one of the behavioral things we see, Ron, is if somebody hears a little tidbit from CNBC, they suddenly think they're an expert. And you and I know that's not the case. Often it takes a lifetime to become experienced. Doesn't even mean you're an expert, but you have experience through things, not listening and hearing a 2-minute segment on the TV on how to actually make an investment. And so it's how you take your behavior and the actions that you make that has a huge difference in your overall return.
So let us prove it to you. Let us prove it to you beyond any doubt that investor behavior is going to dictate how you're going to do as an investor. Dalbar, this is an independent firm that crunches the data, and they go back 22 years of data. And what it shows is, what does the market do relative to the stuff that people own? And what's the gap? Meaning that, and I'll use this example. In the 90s, the most successful mutual fund at all time was Peter Lynch's Fidelity Magellan Fund. At its peak, when it was the highest that it ever was, had the best trailing returns ever, nearly 80% of the people that owned Fidelity Magellan Fund had lost money because they didn't own it at the right time, meaning they bought it, they were impatient, they got scared, they sold it. And I've got a couple questions that were emailed into us. We're going to talk about it today that play into this. How big is the gap, you say? Would you believe some years the gap is 10%? Some years it's not that bad. Some years it's only 4%. But it's a huge 4.5%, 5% a year in lost return simply because investor behavior. And we're going to walk through the 9 elements of not making these poor short-term decisions. And Paul, one is, we talk about this all the time on Wealth from Wisdom, but it's critical. We've seen the success between people who do this and who don't do this, and that's have a financial plan. It's, and when you think a financial plan, don't confuse this with some of the junk being created out there where they print out, you know, 50 or 60 or 70 documents, and it's mainly all a bunch of templated crap that has nothing to do with you. I mean, something that all of your personal information, what are your assets, what are your cash flows, what's your risk tolerance level, what is probability of funding different things, weddings, education, beach house, what's the probability your income is going to go up and by what amount, and how much are you making today, what are the taxes today, what are they going to be in the future, what's the sequence of withdrawals that are actually going to come out. And then you arrive at what the family index number is, and that's the only number that matters. And so you create a diversified, not diversified. There's a big difference between diversified and diversified. Diversified is a coordinated effort of putting pieces together that are unique to you and your family based on what you're trying to accomplish. Diversification is buying a little of this, a little of that, making a random series of decisions over time without any regard to, does this really fit with what we're trying to do?
Yeah, Ron, I think as I look at this, having the plan in place is your foundation and everything else comes back to it. But let's look at right now. What's a question we're frequently getting asked throughout the country? When is the market going to go down? I mean, we're getting asked that all the time. And the first question back is, does it matter to your overall plan? Are you invested properly so that you can weather the storm? But many of you have been weathering, it's been bright sunlight over the last series of years. It's been smoother sailing. It's been easier. There are clouds that will eventually be on the horizon, but it's okay if you can stomach it and get through it. And so I always ask people when I'm getting this question is, does the market going down matter to you in the short run? And does it matter overall? Yes, it does in the long run. But if you're properly allocated and we make adjustments to your plan, then you're definitely in the right place. Where we see mistakes being made, and don't let this happen to you, is you let your emotions win the day and you let your fear, Ron, take over and make adjustments to your plan that was put in place for a reason. It's no different than, think about, you're listening to this show and you have children. You laid out the best possible plan for your children. And guess what? They swerve the wrong direction for one reason or another because they let their own behavior take over, but you had laid out the proper plan. We see people do this in their adulthood. They get away from their financial plan because they let their own behavioral biases take over because they think they know more now or whatever reason it may be.
Well, and get this. The Barron's Roundtable every year on average is wrong. These are the brightest people. Yesterday, I was at a roundtable at a board meeting in New York, in the room in our meeting over the last 2 days was represented $120 billion of wealth. These are the managers of some of Deutsche Bank, Morgan Stanley, the high private client group. And you know what they're saying? All of them are like, our clients are raising enormous amounts of cash and they're sitting in cash because they're expecting something bad to happen. Now, when you have that kind of money, you know, if you're very wealthy, you can afford to sit in cash. But the reality is that just tells me there's a big buffer to the market. The world is awash in liquidity right now. And that's why you see the market continue to go up. I'm trying to guess when or how it's going to turn the other direction is really a fool's game. And it doesn't work. I used to think it did because you're naive and you have, you know, arrogance about what you can and can't do. The reality is, and we're going to share some other examples on this, is just focusing on having a plan will influence behavior. We're going to go through 8 more of these. But this is, if you don't do this one, don't even bother with the rest of them. But it's so, so important that you get it right.
Don't let your personal ego get in the way there, Ron. You can't.
And to that point, we're going to, you know, we're moving to the next section. We're going to talk about the other 8. But getting the right team, here's a stat for you. A year ago, in the mid-90s, there was 554,000 financial advisors. A year ago, there was 315,000 financial advisors. Today, there's 288. It's estimated 110,000, 111,000 are going to be retiring in the next 10 years. It's like concierge doctor. You can't even get into my doctor. If you don't have a good team, you're not going to have a choice of getting a great advisor. We have a massive shortage, and this is where we can help. We're good at what we do. I'm going to talk about our culture in the next segment. Paul, give us a call, 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Number 2 advisor in the country by Barron's. Forbes has us ranked as one of the top managers. Four New York Times bestsellers that we've authored. We are consumer advocates. We put your interests first. Come and see, and we're going to interview as we're going to interview. We only accept a limited number of new clients each year. 888-419-8513. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West.
He's seen good times and bad times, and he's got the gray hair to prove it. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Wherever you work.
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now. Wherever you download apps.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
If you want to create true wealth, True wealth for you and your family, it's not about a lot of the things you think it is. It's not about what the market's going to do, or it's not about timing the market. And it sure the heck isn't about taking on big risks, which cause you to make knee-jerk, bad short-term decisions. What it is, it's about focusing on behavior. Paul and I talked about number one was having a plan. We're going to go through 8 more. Welcome back. You're listening to Wealth and Wisdom. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West. We're going to continue to go through investor behavior. You look at the data, it's empirical. There's a huge gap between what investors get and the stuff they've owned because they make bad decisions. And Paul, the next one is too much risk, too much downside risk that they don't expect. The same group I was talking about in New York, there I was at the last couple of days, they're like, oh, clients today want maximum return with no downside risk. If you believe that, go see Madoff, because that's what Madoff sold, and that's what people bought. And how did that work out for them? You have to have risk. It doesn't correlate into permanent loss capital. A well-diversified plan means you're going to have fluctuation. The more fluctuation you accept, the more gaps you're going to have between the highs and the lows, and expected higher return. But let's manage the downside risk to what your emotional level can stand, because the biggest risk always has been, always will be, doing the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Yeah, well, if you're gonna go have that cup of coffee with Madoff, good luck, enjoy that, right? It's I think about downside risk all the time, Ron, and one of the most frequently asked questions we get, and people get stuck in this trap, is they have money sit in the bank, and what should I do with it? And they keep letting it sit, and they kept letting it sit, and they kept letting it sit. So all time, I mean, I just got it again yesterday. I got a couple $100,000 in the bank. It's been sitting there for over 2 years. I don't want to know. I don't know what to do with it. And what should happen? And so they're stuck. They're afraid to have it go up, but they're more afraid to have it go down. And Ron, they're actually trapped in that recency bias of the market's gone up. It's probably going to keep going up, but it may go down. And if it does go down, so they have to look at ways to help protect themselves. And, a quote I really like is prepare your overall investments for famine in times of when people are feasting. And prepare it for feast in times when there's famine.
Yes.
And think about that overall and what's been happening. And if most people are moving into something or moving away from something, the market does a wonderful job of making a fool of the majority of people at key moments in time. And we could go on in the show. But the reason why is what we've been talking about. Behavior. People tend to flow with the herd rather than flow with their own individual personalized plan.
Almost without exception, this was another key element that came out of our meeting in New York over the last couple of days, is every asset class, almost without exception, there's a couple minor, smaller subsets of assets that if you bought at the peak but held for 10 years, you still killed cash. Even if your timing was the worst it could possibly be, if you take a running 10-year period, it outperformed cash. Hey, if you have questions for Paul or I at any time, and it can be on anything, your pension, how to allocate, you know, you're thinking about, you know, what you should do, there is no such thing as a bad question. Ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. Ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. Paul, this leads us to a question we had, because it's a perfect spot to talk about this. Scott from San Francisco, he says, Paul and Ron, love the show. Thank you for the weekly advice. I'm a 38-year-old, and I lost money in my 401k in 2008. And I've been sitting in cash since. So let's think about this. Eight, nine.
Wow.
So he was 29 years old, and he goes to cash. And he's still in cash. He's still young. And he said, I've noticed that many of the options that I can invest in are doing really well. Is now a good time to invest? And how do I decide what to put my money into? Well, first of all, this is a great example. Panicked out, right? He probably 29 years old. I'm guessing he doesn't say what he does for a living, but I'm guessing in technology, probably making pretty good money. And then all of a sudden he sees a drop and he goes, the heck with this. I'm going to cash. And then just never gets around, and then the market's going up, and it's convenient not to look at it, right? Because you know, oh, I don't want to even look and I don't want to calculate how much I've lost here. So Scott, first of all, let's go back, and what's the number one? Have a plan. Even if you're going to do it yourself, sit down and say, okay, what is it I need? Or work with a financial advisor, and for sure allocate, but then have an allocation that you know. Gosh, you know, what is the downside risk? And these are the longest term assets that you're going to have. You should, I think, be primarily invested in equities. But without knowing the rest of your situation, it's hard for us to give you advice here. But I can tell you this, cash, because you can't even take this out until you get to a certain age without penalty and in taxes, for sure it shouldn't be sitting in cash.
Yeah, right. I mean, people tend to feel the loss and the pain of the loss more than they ever do the joy they get with their gains. I mean, and we've talked about that, but it's human behavior.
2-1.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I think it's even more than that. I mean, think about, we've all been to somewhere with poor customer service. Maybe you stayed at a motel or hotel and you had bad service. If you had bad service, you're going to tell 6 people about how bad your service was. But if you had really good service, you might tell another half a person. It's not going to happen. You always feel that pain. And as I think about it, and I especially think for investors, if your end goal, and especially for this 38-year-old, Ron, I mean, we're talking 25, 30 years till he gets to retirement and he's needs to pull income, and maybe he has other sources at that time, is he really going to remember 30 years from now how it did for a 6-month time period? Unfortunately, he's created a huge gap now of a 9-year time period that you're not going to – if your goal is multi-years out – don't get fixated on the short run. Your goal is the long run. How are you going to get there? You don't hear marathon runners say, I got to run the best first mile. If I don't run the best first mile, I quit.
Yeah.
They don't do it. I mean, it's not.
I love that.
You come up with the best analogies, Paul. Well,
yeah.
We have to explain things in a way that people understand it, Ron. And I try to explain this all the time to people is figure out your long-term plan, but don't worry if there's some short-term pain. I mean, we actually had another caller, Ron, this week that has been heavily invested in the energy market. And as you know, the energy market has been under some stress this year.
Yep.
And he said, should I get out of it? And my answer was, well, how does it fit into your overall plan? He said, well, it does. This is the high growth part of my segment. I said, okay, well, if you replaced it, what would you replace it with? He's like, I don't know. Well, and I said, if you have conviction that it's still the right strategy for your long-term plan, then stick with it. Because if you sell out because you're upset and then you go put something else that doesn't do well, you're just compounding your emotional behavior there.
Yeah. No, that's great advice. Let's move on. So we've covered plan, downside risk. Three is trust. If you don't trust, it's like your doctor. You go to them, they give you advice. One of my best friends just had brain surgery at a young age this week. I guarantee you he had a high degree of trust before he was put under. The same thing. You were dealing with the second most important thing to your actual physical health, and that's your physical wealth health, right? And trust is so key. We put together this last week. It's called the Carson Group Culture, the Culture Creed. I love it. And by the way, if anybody out there wants it, I'd send one of these to you because I would want to know this about my doctor or about an organization I have in my wealth. 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Or if you have a business out there and you just want to copy some of the elements of this, you would love it. But it's the Carson Group, our culture, create all of our stakeholders have it, but it's meaningful. It's not text heavy, but it's meaning heavy. And this is why we build such trusting relationships with our external stakeholders over all the years we've been in business.
Yeah. Trust is the reason why, at the end of the day, everybody's in a relationship with your CPA, with your attorney, with your advisor, with your friends, with your spouse, with your loved ones. They all center around that T word. And financial advice is no different. And so figuring out that right relationship, Ron, and for a lot of us out there in this profession, the F word is thrown around a lot. Yeah, that's right, Ron, the F word.
I know.
Fiduciary.
Fiduciary.
All right. So that truly means someone's got to put their interest aside and put it away. And most companies, by the way, are for profit. They're not non-profits. They're for profit. So they're trying to make money. But if they truly have a fiduciary liability and responsibility, they're going to put your interest first because they know if you're treated well, you're going to stay with them for a long period of time. And that's back to the T word of trust.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Trust. Here's an interesting stat that indirectly plays into the plan, downside risk, trust, really all the things we're talking about. 67% of financial advisors last year, this was a major custodian, did the study. 67% of those that changed their fee increased them. 33% lowered their fee. Why? How does this tie in? Well, here's the interesting thing. Those that raised their fee actually had net new clients and net inflows. Those that cut their fee actually lost clients and assets last year. And it tells me that it was a high-value provider. What's high value? You're able to invest in the things that influence behavior. They're having a great experience. So the marketplace isn't about getting something for nothing. It's about getting a return for the investment they're making. If you're not adding any value as a financial advisor, it just doesn't matter. You can't cut it deep enough. Let's talk about downside risk for a second. We have amazing ability to give you downside risk on what your existing portfolio is. If you do nothing else, because this is the second element of influencing behavior, give us a call at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. We can actually do it online if you would like. You got to give us a call. We can set you up to where you can do this. It's amazing. It'll show you upside and downside. Now, you know, you want to understand what's your downside risk. I've never had a client ever complain, hey, Ron, I made way more money than I thought and I'm upset, right? It's when there was more downside volatility than they expected. This is cutting edge stuff. We can do a risk assessment downside for you. You can take it online. Call us 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. We make the complex simple so you can understand what you have. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth and Wisdom.
How could you make your money go further in retirement? Learn how next on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron Carson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 12:30. I'm Barbara Britt. At this hour, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arriving aboard Air Force One in Houston to meet with Hurricane Harvey victims. Some Houston floodwaters are receding, left behind when one homeowner returned a 10-foot alligator in his living room. New this hour, Redskins release quarterback Nate Sudfeld, the third-string quarterback with the strong showing in the Skins' Thursday night win over the Buccaneers. NFL roster cuts from 90 to 53 today, due by 4 p.m. Former D.C. Police Chief Isaac Fullwood has died. Chief Fullwood served during some of D.C.'s toughest times, including the arrest of former D.C. Mayor Barry, his arrest, as well as the crack cocaine epidemic. Fullwood was 77 years old. WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Barbara, this afternoon we have an accident on the outer loop of the Beltway by Telegraph Road, another outer loop incident at Connecticut Avenue, and there's debris on the road on the inner loop at Kenilworth Avenue. Southbound, Southeast Southwest Freeway, a spin out right on the off ramp to the 295 split. Only the right lane gets by. Delays inbound New York Avenue, North Capitol Street towards the 3rd Street Tunnel. A disabled vehicle northbound 95 at Keith Avenue. A serious accident still out there northbound Suitland Parkway at Naylor Road. A crash westbound on the Dulles Toll Road past Wolf Trap knocks out the two right lanes. And a malfunctioning traffic light at the intersection of Georgetown Pike and Ridge Drive. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain showers ending today. Highs only 66 degrees. Rain ending overnight down to 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 81. Labor Day Monday, sunshine, high 84. 61 right now at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing GigSpeed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
You want to get the highest possible return. We get that. You don't want any downside risk. We get that. You want to outperform all your friends. We get that. What we don't get is that you don't get that that's not possible. So let's do something that is possible. Let's influence the single most important thing that's going to drive your success, empirical data plus 35 years of experience, and that's investor behavior. Paul and I are going through 9 elements of it. We've covered the first 3. I'm Ron Carson, and welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with my co-host, Paul West. So, Paul, we covered a plan, downside risk, trust. We talk about the culture or culture creed. And then let's talk about 4, and that is a team that's innovative, that thinks outside of the box. I talked about the study on increasing fees, lowering fees, a high value. If you're just charging something, but you're not, like, how can you take advantage of the dislocations that happen? Like, we put the housing fund together in residential family during the financial crisis. We bought tax-free bonds during the dot-com explosion and the financial crisis. You know, things that take maybe a lot of extra effort, but being innovative and thinking about how, not just buying product and not just hoping the market goes up, but actually really putting some thought into how do we get the best risk-adjusted returns.
Yeah, and what we like to call non-correlated to the market. And I think what happens a lot of times is people don't want to go down that path because they get emotionally and behavioral tied to certain ways of investing. So they feel like they must invest in stocks, or they hate stocks, so they don't want to do that. The only people I've heard around say, I hate bonds, I don't ever want to invest in bonds. Was that because recently interest rates are so low? Or what's that fundamental belief on why they think that way? And I always think about stocks. So many of you know Wealth from Wisdom. We're across the country, but we're based here in the Midwest. So there is a huge emotional bias here towards several Midwest stocks. What's number one probably here in our area?
Berkshire Hathaway.
Absolutely. Everybody wants it. Or yeah. Union Pacific or other ones that are out there. But there's been horror stories, and you and I have talked about them, especially here even locally. Enron was a disaster story because people get emotionally tied to a stock, and it just creates a situation.
Enron, WorldCom,
Lucent,
Level 3, Enacom, yeah. Lucent, the name goes on, and you can't fall in love with it. And you're just buying and hoping. Buy and hope is not an effective strategy. Innovation is. People that are thinking, don't defend what you know and what you're comfortable with, but truly embrace the unknown. 5, because get an illiquidity premium. A lot of times, now don't confuse illiquidity where you buy a product, you're stuck in the product, you get low returns because there's huge commissions and everything built into it. I'm talking about things, whether it's private equity, it's real estate, it's ag, farm ground, things that, you know what? You should expect, if you're going to have an illiquid part of your portfolio, to get a premium over liquid. And this is a big discussion we had in New York over the last 2 days. What is a proper illiquidity premium? You know, most believe you should be able to get a 3 to a 5% additional return on top of what your liquid options are. And the other nice thing about having a portion of the portfolio is non-liquid. Think of your house, although your house isn't an investment, even though a lot of people make money on their house, is every day you're not looking at what the price is. And so it does provide some stability and less volatility to your overall net worth.
Yeah. And what happens a lot is think about people you know in your community, whether it's friends or family. Ron, many people approach others and say, hey, I got a deal, or I got an investment I think you can get in. And what we're talking about there is those can make sense. But if you're buying or you're investing your illiquid money in those deals, and you're basing it on conversations you have with a friend or someone else, and you don't have a trusted professional reviewing that, Ron, that's a recipe for disaster. And for 2 ways. One, if things go wrong, your friendship probably goes poof, it's out the window. And 2, financially, you get significantly harmed. So if those situations approach yourself, work with an advisor. And by the way, work with a fee-based advisor who can help show that to you. Because if one of them is offering it to you, ask them, how much are you getting paid on this? Because you want to make sure it's in your best interest.
Well, exactly. Make sure it's an advisory product where there's not commissions, fees, acquisition fees, disposition fees, all this other crap that Wall Street tends to plug into this stuff and hide through backdoor payments. But if I look at over my career, clients have done the best. I love liquidity for a big portion of the portfolio, but the illiquid investments have really done really well, and they tend to like them because they mentally know that's not a piece that I'm going to touch. Number six on the list is anchoring. People come in and say, let's go back to the stock that was famous here, Level 3. I paid $90 a share. I can't sell it. It's at $70 a share. Or Enron was another one. You know what? Its high was 78 or 89 or 93. I can't sell it for anything less than that. You know, the anchoring is an unhealthy. I mean, that's a behavior that is like people tend to measure their success from the high watermark. And you know what? The market doesn't know, and the market doesn't care what you paid for anything. It just doesn't care. It's unemotional. It is information. There's buyers and there's sellers. And so just sitting there saying, I'm anchored to this particular number because is an unhealthy mental exercise that you go through.
Yeah. And we call anchoring often, Ron, rationalization. You can rationalize anything because you get anchored to that tenant or that belief. So I think of it a couple different ways. One would be, it's amazing to me how people view money differently. So money you earn, you view, you protect, you want to invest it, you want to be careful. But watch, and you and I see this frequently, we have throughout our careers, money people inherit, they don't put the same value on it. It's really interesting to watch, Ron.
I agree.
You and I watch all the time. It's like to them, it's free money. They don't think it has the same dollar and cent value, but it does. But they view it differently because of the mental accounting. They worked hard. They stayed late nights. They missed a kid's game. They did something to earn what came in their paycheck and what's in their 401k or their pension plan. But if their parents worked really hard and passed this money on to them, they immediately think, what emotional benefit can I get for maybe buying something out of that right now? When maybe it should be part of their plan to help them invest that at that point, so they can maybe retire a little bit early and spend more time with their kids and grandkids.
Well, I see it all the time, Paul, is they treat inheritance as a windfall, unexpected windfall, because they didn't, like you said, grind away to earn that money. But somebody did. Their parents did. Nothing gets me in my heart and my core more than to watch some of my clients be very frugal and save and go without, and then the kids are fighting and blow through the money like a drunken sailor. That is bad, right?
Yeah, it's sad to watch, but it's because of everyone's differentiation there, Ron, on how they treat the money. I mean, it's no different than we can all figure out, well, hey, I did this because I got that. For an example, hey, I'm getting a free hotel room in New York this weekend. So I get one free night. So that makes sense that I'm buying more tickets to go to a show because I got a trade-off. But the reality is if they were just buying the tickets for the show and spending that amount of money, if they hadn't got the free night, there's no way they would have spent that amount because they're blocking off their own personal mental accounting in the decisions that they're making there.
If investor behavior is funny. Human behavior is funny. You know, you've seen the old one about the guy who's going to he loses a ticket going to the movie theater, and it was $10, and he penalizes himself for losing the ticket. He doesn't go, but he would pay $20 to go see the movie if that was the price.
Yeah.
So it's the same. Two $10 tickets are the same. One he goes, the other he doesn't, because he wants to penalize himself for actually losing it, which is crazy. The next one is, and this is one, again, behavior. People want a deal when they buy stocks. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to also talk about reasonable expectations and the number nine when we come back with in the next segment. We're going to cover all three of these, but one of them, number three or number two on the list today, was measuring downside risk. We can do a risk assessment for you. Call us. We can set you up online. We can actually do it for you. It'll measure your actual downside risk so you know what it is. And a lot of people dramatically underestimating how much downside risk they actually have in their portfolio today. We make the complex simple. You'll understand this. It's very visual. It's very simple. 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Get this risk assessment. You really want to understand, you know, the market, will drive you crazy, especially if you're not prepared for downside risk.
It's easy to
understand.
Very
simple. 888-498-8513. I'm Ron Carson with Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
Trust, transparency, accountability. These are the values that drive Ron Carson and Carson Wealth. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
At the Big Screen Store, save big for Labor Day. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99.
Whoa!
A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Come see Samsung's revolutionary QLED TVs, a breakthrough in brightness and color. Plus, save an additional 15% with special 36-month financing on Samsung's best TVs with your big screen card.
Now that's big.
The Big Screen Store. Labor Day savings start now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details, store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Mark, you just led your team to victory today. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, what kind of sausage are they grilling out there? I can practically taste it from here.
Let's go back up to the booth.
Well, Diana, by the smell of things, there's no doubt they're cooking Premio Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own personal touch for a winning recipe.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Is it possible you could pay fewer taxes in retirement and keep this money for yourself? You could. Learn right here and right now on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron
Carson. Investor behavior, investor behavior, investor behavior. It's like location, location, location is the real estate. That's all we've been talking about, because the single most important factor in how you're going to do, look at the stats. The Dalbar study goes back 21 years. The difference between how people do versus the stuff they owned is 4.5 to 5% a year on average over this 21-year period. And what we're talking about today is how to keep yourself from doing it. We've covered the first six. We're going to cover 7, 8, 9. Hi, I'm Ron Carson. You're listening to Wealth and Wisdom with my co-host, Paul West. And let's get to number 7, Paul. And that is getting a deal on a stock. Stocks, remember this, stocks that go lower tend to go lower. Stocks that make new highs tend to go higher. I remember there was a savings loan in Omaha. It was Heritage Federal. They were publicly traded, taken over by RTC, the Resolution Trust Corporation. Some of you know that. Some of you are like, what the heck's he talking about? But anyway, the stock got down to 10 cents a share. I had a client call me and say, I want to buy $10,000 worth of Heritage Federal. And I said, why? They said, well, at 10 cents a share, it can't go any lower. I said, well, if it goes from 10 cents to zero, you're still going to lose all your money, and they're almost certainly going out of business. And they, in a brokerage account, because I went to an advisor, we bought the shares and it went to zero. And it doesn't matter. The stock, you know, Berkshire Hathaway proved this. I mean, look how expensive it is. It relative to its earnings and what does the company do and how fast are they growing earnings and revenue, that's what's going to dictate it. That's why you can't get caught up. Or, you know, stocks that do splits, I get 10 times as many. Yeah, but they adjust the price. Or a reverse split where they do a 10-for-1 reverse split. Price of a stock has nothing to do with how you're going to do in it. And this is a trap that people fall into all the time.
Yeah, they do, Ron. And they all put it on their watch list, right? So whatever online site they're using to watch stocks, they all put it there. And they just get fixated in their mind. It's only going to go one direction. And that is not going to be the case for all of them. So, you know, thinking about getting stuck on individual thoughts here, I actually got an interesting email, Ron, this week that came to ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. And this was Steve from Chicago, and he said, hey, I'm in my mid-50s. A lot of things I'm reading online right now are, hey, put my money in the S&P 500 and just let it sit. Should I do this? And it's an interesting question from Steve because it's not a bad investing decision. However, what we see, what we've been talking about all day, behavior shows, and there's so many studies. You cited Dalbar and plenty others. That people don't actually do that is because they go and make changes or they get scared or they don't think about that account actually is going to need to be drawn upon in 2 years. And so what if the market's down in 2 years and you got to pull your money out of that account? You're stuck with whatever price you're hitting at that point. So if people could really follow that and if that account in that specific investment was part of the plan and the overall plan, then I think it's an okay idea.
Yeah.
But if it's not, then I can probably assure you that your plan's not going to be there 10 years from now. You're going to make an adjustment. You're going to pull the money out. You're going to get scared. Some market event's going to happen, and things are there. So make sure it's part of your plan to do that.
Yeah, and if you have a question for us, it's ron@wealthfromwisdom.com. Ask us anything that you would like, and if we think it would be appropriate to share on the air, we'll actually answer your question on the air. Otherwise, we will for sure directly get back to you. I've got another question. Mary from Scottsdale, Arizona. So my mom passed away recently at the age of 94. Going through her house, we found a bunch of old stock certificates, many of which had names I could not find. What do I do? And, well, first of all, I actually had this happen. So before I answer your question, Mary, we had some clients in Iowa, this goes back 20 years, when he died, he took care of all the finances, she brought in bags of stock certificates. Now, some of these stock certificates, the company didn't even survive. I mean, it was completely out of business. But most of the time, every time they didn't trust, in those days, a lot of times they didn't hold them in the accounts. Turns out, they had over $3 million in stocks. They lived like paupers. She had no idea that they had this kind of wealth. And I'm sure he must have had some idea. I'm sure he maybe journaled it, but she was not aware of it. We weren't aware of it. They had some assets actually with us. And so what I'd say, Mary, is a lot of those stocks, the reason the names you're not finding them, they've been acquired, and, you know, the stock certificates are outstanding. There's definitely, you need to get to someone to help you sort through all that and do the research on it. You may have nothing, or you may, you know, like our client, you may have a lot of value there in the actual stock certificate.
Yeah, you need to work with a professional. You need to work with a transfer agent on doing the history on those certificates because we feel like we get several of these per year, Ron. It's cleaning out. They just found them, or it's through an inheritance when doing a changeover for a family. So it's Find a professional. That's the best advice we can give you.
Number eight, reasonable expectations. We've touched on this a little bit, but if you go in with the expectation that something can happen that's unreasonable, and by the way, a lot of people sell performance that's not possible to get the client's account, and then they sell your products that they get sold commissions on. It really doesn't, in their mind, matter how you do or not. That's why you want to work with a fiduciary. Pay as you go. Pay an asset management fee as you go, or pay them a retainer fee, or pay them by the hour. But measuring what's possible. We're in a different return environment today than we've, you know, inflation is low, interest rates are almost zero. You know, what is a reasonable return? That's going to be dictated by the risk that you're going to take. But you have to, you know, be with someone that's going to give you the real news, not what you want to hear, but what's possible relative to the plan that you have, and how much return do you actually need? Don't be greedy. Pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered.
Yeah, well, I think we give the same advice for many people listening you have to your children, is be reasonable in your expectations in school and sports and all of that. And I think we as parents oftentimes, Ron, we have unreasonable expectations in terms of, hey, they're really the best player on the field. They should get the maximum amount of playing.
Yeah.
And we all have that, our own behavioral bias. And the reality is it's not true. And the same thing is we actually, there's a great study that was shared by our internal human resource department, Ron, I think you probably read it too, about our own stakeholders, that so many, it was like 70% of people think they're in the top 50% of a skill and a trait. And it's true because your own behavioral bias there of what happens. So set reasonable expectations for yourself.
Number nine, every time you start to make what you feel in your gut is an emotional decision, go through this list. And I'm going to summarize the list for you. Investor behavior will dictate, and it has dictated my entire career, I believe it will in the future, how you do. Have a plan, number one. Number two, what is your downside risk? Number three, do you trust the group? What's their culture? Do they have a, you know, something that tells you what their culture is? Four, innovation, thinking out of the box, not being traditional, not defending what you know, embrace the unknown. Five, have some of your portfolio be illiquid, but expect to get an illiquid premium. Six, no anchoring. The market doesn't care what you paid for anything. Number seven, stocks that make new lows tend to go lower. Stocks that make new highs tend to go higher. And eight, have reasonable expectation. Nine, repeat and rinse every time you want to make a bad short-term decision. We can help you. We can give you a good second opinion. The Carson Group and our partners of Wealth and Wisdom, 54 locations across the country. Give us a call, 888-409-8513. That's 888-409-8513. I'm Ron Carson with Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth and Wisdom.
Risk, Social Security, income, taxes, estate planning. Every week we talk about how to make your money go further in retirement. Right here on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo-jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
The preceding program was paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program were not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now entering the cage of doom, Algebra 2! Who will step up to his challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
I appreciate your putting the straightforward truth out there.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Me too.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.